How about we paint all of Regina green this Friday? I know tomorrow Mayor Chad Pashinsky is coming on the show to officially proclaim it Green Day in Regina. I can't wait for the mayor to pop in for an assist on that. But that means anything that moves better be wearing green on Friday. You, your kids, your dog, your cat, heck, even your budgie. Yes, you might have to find some pet-friendly green dye to make that happen, but it's going to be fun. Green Day is coming on Friday. The Riders are back to the practice field today for some extra sweaty practice in this heat, and I will bet the coach calls it a padded practice, too, after that loss on the weekend, but they're going to have to get ready for the Blue Bombers Sunday, the Labor Day Classic. It's going to be sold-out crowd at Mosaic, and man, this city will be hopping with the heat continuing this weekend. And so many people coming in from across the border, from Manitoba and all across Saskatchewan. I bet this is going to be a big weekend for hotels and restaurants. It normally is on Labor Day, long weekend. And I've said it before, too, a lot of parents already busy with extracurricular activities, and school hasn't even started yet. Some parents with kids who play hockey racing around to get to hockey camps where they're whipping the kids back into shape, getting their hockey legs back in time for evaluations. They start in a few weeks. Today, of course, last day to register for hockey with Hockey Regina over the Cooperative Centers. I know it's hockey camp after hockey camp, a beehive of activity over there. And high school football practices, they've been going now this week, too. If you drive by a high school and you think they're already practicing for football, it's because high school football season actually starts this Friday. Something new they're trying before school even starts to get more games in and be a little more competitive, too, with a little more practice and games. Certainly not a bad day yesterday for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. A Guinness World Record for podcast views a few weeks ago on their New Heights podcast. The Kelce brothers will unload another one later today, 5 o'clock hour time. Probably with plenty of reaction to how the internet was ravaged yesterday by Swifties. Taylor now owns the most liked Instagram post ever for any woman with more than 26 million likes just within the first 13 hours that post was up. 26 million likes. I'll get to that a little later on in the show, too. And we hit 31 degrees yesterday. Hot again today, as I mentioned, 30 degrees. Shout out to our farming friends who are taking advantage of this heat. Harvest had been kind of slow to start in some areas, but it's starting to gain a little momentum now across the province. And this morning, after I mentioned yesterday how disappointed I was in the price of gas, $1.47, apparently it's because of a refinery that is in the process of restarting, but it's going to take a few days to rebalance the available fuel supply. But if everything gets the green light, we're told gas prices could even drop a couple cents here before the long weekend. Yeah, right. I'll wait to see if that happens. Less than a week now before students head back to school. And yesterday, we got an update on construction now underway on a much-needed joint use school in Harbor Landing West. About 400 students have been getting bused out of their neighborhood over the past few years to go to school. Well, this new school will relieve a lot of pressure in the south there as it's bursting at the seams. But the school was supposed to open in 2026. They actually say now it's 2027. So that's a little disappointing, but construction, no surprise. Yesterday, I got the opportunity to pop over to the Creeks, one of my favorite subdivisions in our city of Regina here. And that's where the very latest $1.7 million grand prize show home is for the Hospitals of Regina Foundation. They will award again it fully furnished, professionally decorated and landscaped. It's over 4,400 square feet, four bedrooms, three season room attached. It's a beauty. I loved it. It's my favorite. Very earthy tones. I kind of like a barnyard feel sometimes, and the bonus room gives me that. You have to see it to really understand what I'm trying to say. But this lottery has been running since 1987, and in that time, from the lottery alone, it's brought in more than $68 million to support local health care. And, of course, my buddy Dino Sofoklios from the Hospitals Regina Foundation was there to give me a sneak preview. It's opening to you, the public, this weekend.
One of the best show homes we've ever done. It's the most valuable one. It's $1.7 million. It comes fully furnished and landscaped, and it comes with $50,000 in cash.
And if you win the house, no, you don't actually have to live in it. for a set time before you sell it? I get that question a lot. I asked Dino about that to confirm it. He said it's yours to do with whatever you want. You don't have to live in it if you were to resell it. But anyhow, many people keep the house, of course. As for how the lottery helps out our health care here in Regina, again, Dino.
Whatever we raise out of this lottery, along with all our other programs at the foundation, will go to support our almost $6 million worth of commitments we've done for 2025. It will go into pediatrics and cardiac and our surgical programs here in Regina. And all of that $6 million almost will go towards supporting the healthcare of our community.
Dino Salvacleo, CEO of the Hospitals of Regina Foundation. The first major draw coming up next Friday. In fact, I'll be there all day on location, encouraging you to buy your ticket before midnight in order to win what Dino says is the VIP prize.
You can take a vacation to the Turks and Caicos for four, or an African safari for two, or we'll give you $25,000 in cash.
Love him or hate him, it is the hottest story going. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. They posted pictures of him proposing in the Rose Garden yesterday, and the internet blew up. Travis's father, Ed Kelce, now, we have been hearing from him, said the proposal actually happened 2 weeks ago at a garden in Lee's Summit, Missouri. He also shared in an online interview that Travis Kelce waited to announce the proposal on purpose.
Hey, about a week ago, I asked Travis, I said, so when are you going to when are you going to announce the engagement? He said, whenever Taylor says so.
I can understand that. Kelce's dad was asked too about whether or not, as the father of the groom, is the etiquette he pay for the whole rehearsal dinner, because that might be a big one.
I think he'll help me out on that one.
Kelce's teammate, friend, and quarterback Patrick Mahomes said Taylor and Travis called him after the engagement.
Dude, I mean, I knew before y'all did, just because like they called me after the podcast was done. They didn't call me; they called Brittany, and then I was like in the back of the FaceTime. I'm obviously super excited.
That vintage ring Kelce placed on Taylor's finger, no surprise, given her previous expression of love for antiques back in 09 when she rolled through the Lumsden area on the way to Country Thunder Craven. Remember, she told Oprah that she loved vintage.
On the road, I go antique shopping all the time. I bought a lot of furniture in like Saskatchewan, Canada.
So ring experts suggest, yes, that is a vintage inspired 8-carat diamond set in 18-carat yellow gold. And are you ready to make some bets? Will they go big or get married? And let us know later. There are plenty of prop bets of all aspects of the wedding now. People can wager on when, where the wedding will happen, where the bachelor, bachelorette parties will be, the honeymoon, Taylor's dress designer, the wedding parties. Will Jason Kelce be the best man? Oh, I hope so. I would kill to be in the room if Jason delivered his best man speech. And I would hope shirtless, too. And here's a twist we didn't see coming. President Trump actually congratulated them upon hearing at it at the Oval Office yesterday, a cabinet meeting. Here's what Trump said. Remember, he has proclaimed that he hates Taylor on his socials.
Well, I wish him a lot of love. I think he's a great player. I think he's a great guy. And I think that she's a terrific person. So I wish them a lot of love.
I'm serious.
So there you have it. He's a softie after all. And now we wait for a wedding date. Or maybe we'll only ever hear after they're married. But something tells me it's going to be very public and within the year. But here's my thinking. I think, too, Taylor Swift has to reward her hardcore fans. Like, she should hide one golden wedding invite, Willy Wonka style, inside one of her forthcoming vinyl album releases. Remember, she already announced a new album was coming in October. Doing that would guarantee what? 10, maybe 20 million in sales in the first hour of that vinyl release. Can you imagine one golden wedding invite, Willy Wonka style? I think she should do that. And again, we might get new information on all of this tonight, because Jason and Travis's next New Heights podcast drops about 5 o'clock our time today. Hey, good morning. We're halfway through the work week, headed towards a long Labor Day weekend. And of course, it's a biggie for football fans. I know yesterday in the Green Zone, CFL Hall of Famer and former Bombers Doug Brown was on to help hype up this weekend's sold-out game, and he played his fair share and remembers how coming to Regina the night before the big game, he'd actually get calls at all hours from people calling or being loud outside his hotel room on purpose so he couldn't sleep.
Yeah, without question. It wasn't just, so it was phone calls, obviously, in the middle of the night. I mean, apparently some radio stations and stuff were in on it too. I don't know, but I would get calls just from people, like, and they weren't being mean or they just said, hey, what's up kind of thing. Like, just want to have a conversation with you. And you're like, what's going on? It was more so, but more disrupting than the phone calls. Cause you only get, you know, two or three of those a night. It was the people going down the hallways.
Yeah. Always loud. He said, and they did it. And I remember one time, I think the Bombers moved to Moose Jaw to enjoy the mineral spa to try and get away from that kind of attitude. But it's fun weekend when all the Bomber fans come to town. Last night, I was just flipping around the dial and came across this special about Bruce Willis, who for the last 2 years has battled dementia. ABC aired this special called Emma and Bruce Willis, The Unexpected Journey. And it was an inside look at the actor's health battle and how his family, led by his wife, Hemming Willis, has rallied by his side. They've been married 16 years and a blended family, a couple of marriages, five daughters. And with Emma, they had two daughters of their own. And now 49, Emma Willis has written this book that is going to shine a lot of light on a little known disease called frontotemporal dementia that ambushed Bruce Willis's life 3 years ago. Her book coming out next week, really promising to become a lifeline for caregivers who might be reeling, just as she was when she first noticed the signs that Bruce was slipping.
For someone who was very talkative and very engaged, he was just a little more quiet. And when the family would get together, he would kind of just melt a little bit.
Emma said Bruce seemed to be losing words and that a childhood stutter returned. He also became less engaged with the family.
Felt a little removed, very cold, not like Bruce, who was very warm and affectionate. To going the complete opposite of that was alarming and scary.
Dr. Bruce Miller, a leading expert on frontotemporal dementia, says it strikes early and that the mean age, get this, for getting it is 56.
Imagine a marriage that has been tight and beautiful and suddenly the person that you're living with has no empathy or concern for you or your family. This is really the unknown disease. People weren't aware of it really until the 1990s. The research on this has really just begun.
You know, FTD can be diagnosed as bipolar, midlife crisis, depression. And, you know, a lot of doctors don't know about FTD.
It was a brain scan that confirmed Bruce Willis had the black belt of dementias, as they call it, FTD. It's a dementia that savagely eats away the front and sides of the brain, causing a person to start losing words, even empathy, their personality, and the act of speaking becomes difficult. Even they grow addictive tendencies, and there's no cure for it. And when Bruce found out that he had it,
I don't think Bruce ever really connected the dots.
Which the doctor says is common.
The patient is incredibly unaware of what is happening. I think the parts of the brain that allow us to suffer and self-reflect are lost very early in frontotemporal dementia.
As for how Bruce Willis is doing now, his wife suggests he's healthy, but
Bruce is still very mobile. Bruce is in really great health overall. You know, it's just his brain that is failing him. The language is going. And, you know, we've learned to adapt and we get moments. It's his laugh, right? Like, he has such a hearty laugh. Sometimes you'll see that twinkle in his eye or that smirk. And, you know, I just get, like, transported. And it's just hard to see that. Because as quickly as those moments appear, then it goes. It's hard. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful that, you know, my husband is still very much here.
Bruce Willis's wife, Emma, she's passionate about spreading the word, too, because, sadly, caregivers of FTD are much more prone to their own depression and hey, I've watched my mother dissolve into the fog of Alzheimer's, too. And although FTD is different, they're both progressive, degenerative, and very, very hard on caregivers and family, too. But her new book, Emma, The Unexpected Journey by Emma Hemming Willis, is for caregivers. Comes out next week, September 9th. September 9th, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I heard Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged yesterday, I immediately thought of my next guest. From across the hall at Z99, Shauna Foster, a huge Swiftie, joining me now to talk about how big of a deal this is for her and all the other Swifties. Be honest, Shauna, did you see this engagement coming, or were you still waiting for Taylor to write 3 breakup albums about Travis first?
I saw this coming a mile away. This was her perfect love story. This was what she's been writing about for 20 years. The uncool, not cheerleader, falling in love with the cool kid in the class, the high school varsity football player. This played out in every music video, in every song. So this was what she's been writing about, and it just came to be in her real life. It's like she manifested it because she's Taylor Swift, and every single aspect of her life is so carefully planned and orchestrated. This was just the icing on the cake. I knew this was happening.
I appreciate your enthusiasm, too. What happens next now? Do you think this is going to be a huge wedding that will go public, or will it be private and we'll find out after the fact? How do you see Taylor doing this?
Oh, it's so hard to know because she's so carefully planned. There's a million bets, as you can imagine. Where will the wedding take place? Will it be this quick thing that none of us even get to experience? Will there be a bachelorette party? Will there be a stag for Travis? Who's going to be in the wedding party? These are all things that are Vegas bets right now, by the way. I think it'll be a bigger spectacle because it is Taylor Swift, because it is Travis Kelce, and the fact that they have so many celebrity friends. I think it would be hard to pull off something really, really small and undercover. I think it's going to be big.
I wanted to ask you about the ring, too, because it's quite vintage. And as you know, she loves to shop vintage. She told us that in 2009 on the Oprah show when she came through to Country Thunder and stopped in Lumsden.
On the road, I go antique shopping all the time. I bought a lot of furniture in, like, Saskatchewan, Canada.
The ring, it's got to be, what, $4 or $5 million? It's huge.
It is massive, and it actually wasn't. $550,000. This is a massive ring, and it looks so impressive, but it's a true vintage piece. We're not sure where Travis got it, but this is something that is very Taylor. She doesn't always go for the most expensive thing. This isn't like a Kim Kardashian situation. Taylor goes for what Taylor likes best. Even the dress that she was wearing in those proposal photos, not crazy expensive, a few hundred dollars. It sold out in minutes, a Ralph Lauren dress, and it is gone. You cannot find it in this world.
How does it look on you? I'm sure you have it.
No, I was too busy. I was too busy yesterday. Many, many things to do when you are such a Swiftie like me.
Okay, quick. The wedding date, it's going to be significant. Swift fans know Taylor will pick a wedding date with meaning. So even if we think it's next year, 2026, 13, her favorite number, will be involved. I mean, 2026 is double 13. June 13th, I looked, is a Saturday. 6/13/26. I'm going to Vegas with that bet.
I am thinking you are more of a Swiftie than you even say, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
I love this. I know that there will be the numerology involved in this. I think that it will be within the year. I don't think this is going to be one of these crazy long engagements in Hollywood where they never wind up getting married. I think that there is a plan. I think that they know the wedding date. I do really strongly feel that a family plan is in place. I think that they want to have kids and start that family. I think we get through Super Bowl, get through the football season, and we're going to see a wedding probably after that. I think that they'll get through this season of football first.
Finally, if you had to pick one Taylor Swift song, Shauna, that sums up the engagement, you can't use Love Story.
I can't use Love Story. I am going to go with You Belong With Me.
I would have picked Wildest Dreams because I don't think
Any
of her fans in their wildest dreams would have seen this relationship coming. I know I didn't, but
yes, that's Shauna a good Foster. Choice. I mean, really, any song fits, right?
Well, I appreciate you taking your time to join me on my show this morning. What a pleasure to have you on. And thanks, Shauna. And congratulations on the excitement of the engagement.
You don't even want to know the amount of friends that I had that texted me that yesterday, as if it was me who got engaged.
Shauna Foster from Z99, and now I guess we just wait for the next countdown on her website to the big wedding day.